Tonight, Boston Celtics great Bill Russell receives the NBA's highest honor, its Lifetime Achievement Award. Russell won 11 championships with the Celtics and then was the league's first black head coach when he both played and coached the Celts beginning in 1966. Commentator Bill Littlefield has these thoughts on what Russell has meant within and beyond the game.
The president of the United States got there first, but I guess you still have to give credit to the NBA for figuring out that Bill Russell deserves the highest honor the league can bestow. Russell, 11-time NBA champion, can add that designation to his collection of rings, his Olympic gold medal, the 5 trophies he got as the league's MVP, and the Presidential Medal of Freedom, awarded to him by Barack Obama. The NBA is only 6 years behind the president in their recognition of Russell. The NBA's Lifetime Achievement Award ceremony is the sort of event Russell used to avoid. For a long time, he also declined to give autographs. This was not because he was contemptuous of the fans who wanted him to sign things. It was for precisely the opposite reason. As Russell put it, his decision was, quote, based on my belief that I'd rather meet someone who approaches me respectfully, talk to them for a minute, and look them in the eye. It's an easy position to mock, isn't it? How many people in a crowd celebrating a Celtics win would Bill Russell ever get to know? Better to give as many of the fans as possible what they want while you're pushing through them as you make your way to your car, right? No, not better. Better, I think, to make a statement that reflects one's respect for one's fellow human being, even if the fellow human being is shouting at you for an autograph when you're exhausted, even if that fellow human being is pulling at your clothes and calling you names if you don't sign everything for everybody. During his playing career, Bill Russell had more reason than most pro athletes to resent the fans. His excellence was often taken for granted in Boston. That was on the good days. On the bad days, fans found ways to insult him that would land them in jail today. When he receives his Lifetime Achievement Award, there will be celebration of his brilliance on the court. Of course, he was the ultimate team player and a winning coach. Perhaps there will also be discussion of Russell's dedication to social causes and his commitment to the fight for justice and dignity. Recognition of that commitment is particularly essential these days, and few athletes have embodied it as energetically and as consistently as Russell. Bill Russell once said that the important part of winning is joy, but his achievement has gone far beyond winning, and his triumph has been finding joy not only in success, but in the striving for excellence both on the court and beyond it, with his teammates and by himself. So a Lifetime Achievement Award feels about right.
Bill Littlefield comments on sports for WBUR and hosts Only a Game every Saturday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m.